Welcome to the Marlborough Monday Espresso podcast.
It's the 14th of August today. A pretty quiet week here in the UK last week, so let's turn our attention to the US, where we saw some interesting moves. The first news that came out during the week was the CPI. That was closely watched. Nathan, what did we see there?
Yeah, so CPI, consumer price inflation. So this is just looking at prices and price movements in the US. Are they going up? Are they going down? Are we seeing inflation? Are we not? These numbers came in at 3.2%. They were expected to come in at 3.3%, so a little bit better than expected because those prices or inflation is coming down. So that was good news for the market because it just shows you that inflation, which has been quite high, continues to trend down. So the markets like the fact that inflation is coming down.
Yes, that soft landing narrative definitely gaining momentum. Soft landing where the authorities managed to bring down inflation without causing a recession. So that pretty good news then on that CPI front. But markets thrown a little bit of a curveball then later in the week when the PPI came out. That's producer price inflation. That came out higher than expected. And that led to declines in bonds and also in the growth stocks, especially the interest rate sensitive tech stocks. And so we saw quite a divergence on the week from across the indices. So the Dow Jones index, this is the heavyweight stalwarts, that index was up about 0.6 for the week. The S&P, which is the main bellwether that we look at, that was down 0.3%. But the NASDAQ, those growth tech stocks making up most of the NASDAQ, that was down a full 1.9%. So you can see there the big divergence in moves. We're also in the midst of earnings season. It's been a little while since we spoke about it, but earnings season continues. Earnings coming out slightly better than expected, Nathan?
Yeah, so what we're seeing is that coming into earnings season, companies' earnings or their profits were expected to decline close to 10%. And now we've come through earnings season. All of these companies have reported their numbers and earnings are down about 5.5%. So it just goes to show that corporates have actually been doing better than expected. And what we've been looking at is what to expect in the future. So how are companies' earnings going to continue in this environment? Higher inflation, is that good or bad for companies' earnings? Interestingly, if you look towards Q3, you can see that company earnings are expected to be flat. So that's an improvement. Coming into the end of the year, they're expected to be positive, so up about 7% or 8%.
So again, that speaks to that soft landing narrative, maybe a rebound. We've had the destocking, companies have run down their inventories, and the efforts now, as they start to expect things picking up, rebuilding their inventories, that pushes higher consumption. And also, though, some concerns on refinancing costs easing.
Yeah, so this is the big concern, is that you have high inflation, central banks raise interest rates, and that increases costs for companies because if they want to borrow, it costs more to borrow. But companies have been really savvy over the last couple of years. What they've done is they've locked in to lower interest rates for a really long time. So some of these companies basically borrowing for 10 years at ultra low rates, which means a lot of corporates don't have to refinance at these higher rates, which is why they have been so resilient. And the market is just really figuring that out now.
So they've termed out their loans, the wall of refinancing, maybe not so much of a fear as previously thought. Let's look slightly further afield. We saw weakness in China last week, slower growth in Q2, and also we saw just last week a negative CPI. Now that may seem like good news, but actually deflation is probably more of a concern than inflation is. When you get deflation, you can essentially get to a situation where you get a consumption collapse. Why buy now, today, something that's going to be cheaper in a week's time or a month's time? So authorities certainly will be keeping an eye on that. We have heard about a number of stimulus policies in the wings. Concerns, though, also on the geopolitical front in China, the US now slapping some curbs on US investment into some of the tech-sensitive areas. So some concerns on that front. China down 3% for the week. Let's look ahead to this week. What's the focus?
Yeah, so we actually have a big number coming out in the UK this week. It's UK inflation. So this has obviously been a sticking point for investors, that sticky inflation, as in inflation not coming down as quickly as people would hope. But the good news is that inflation number is expected to continue to trend down. And markets or investors are expecting that inflation number to come in at 6.8%. Anything lower than that, and the market's really going to like that. So we do expect inflation to continue to trend down, and we're going to get some good news this week on that.
Let's cross our fingers on that front. Also, the market looking at the minutes of the FOMC meeting, so the Fed's last rate-setting meeting. Will there be any clues in there as to future trends? Anyway, we look forward to speaking to you about all of those next week.